Maggie Castillo Torres served in the Navy for 8 years, but when she first walked into a VA hospital in San Diego, she heard,
"Are you here with your spouse? Are you the spouse of a veteran?"
Did that happen just once, or?
No, it's happened several times.
Things didn't get much better once she got an appointment.
The doctors there, they really didn't relate to the kind of experience I had, and so I really got offended and humiliated, and I decided not to even deal with the VA for a while.
That was back in 2010. 3 years later, Castillo Torres decided to try again, this time at the VA hospital in Westwood.
Are they taking good care of you now?
Yes, they are. Now they are.
Castillo Torres, like a lot of other veterans, is entitled to free health care at the VA. When the first veterans hospitals opened in the 1920s, there just weren't a lot of women serving compared to men. Since 9/11, the number of women enrolled in VA care has almost tripled to 675,000 today. That's left the VA struggling to catch up.
The VA was built for men, and we've been working very hard to build in all the things that women need.
That's Dr. Patty Hayes. She's the chief consultant for Women Veterans Health at the VA in Washington, D.C. Hayes started working in VA healthcare in the mid-1980s.
There were very small numbers of women that were being seen in the VA medical centers, but the care wasn't really very good.
She says female vets were mainly an afterthought.
Often they were sent off to the side or they were admitted. They didn't have bathrooms for them. All kinds of things were going on.
Now there are bathrooms for women, but the VA lacks some services for female vets, like maternity wards and certain fertility treatments. There's gender sensitivity training for employees, and nationwide, at least 90% of all clinics have at least one provider specially trained in women's care. One example of progress is this women's clinic at the Greater Los Angeles VA Hospital in Westwood. It's the nation's largest veterans healthcare facility. And on a recent Wednesday, patients filled the women's clinic waiting room.
We call it one-stop shop.
Dr. Fatma Batuman runs the clinic.
They can have their mental health care, their primary care. They can have their gender-specific care. If they need procedures by gynecologists, that's also taken care of.
Batuman oversees a staff of about 30 full-time employees, including 8 primary care doctors, 4 gynecologists, a nutritionist, and a pharmacist. All the providers here are women. Batuman says the clinic was created in response to the growing population of female vets and to give women a place where they feel safe in a place that's otherwise overwhelmingly male. It's a big change from when Dr. Batuman got here 10 years ago.
When I first came, this clinic was only 2 half-a-days per week, and the rest of time it was used by other subspecialties.
Now it's a full-time women's clinic, open 5 days a week, and serves about 10,000 patients. Ramona Yates is here to see her doctor. She gave birth just a month ago to her daughter, Naya. The VA hospital doesn't have a maternity ward, so she went to UCLA's hospital just a couple miles away.
They treated me really well over there. My only complaint was that I had to have a C-section, but other than that, they treated me really good.
As the average patient age has gone down, VA officials say they're seeing more and more female vets who are having children. The VA pays for the birth, and Yates says the program worked well for her. Now she's going back to her regular VA doctor. She says this clinic is a safe space. And she says people on the outside often don't believe her when she tells them she was a Marine.
They don't, especially if you got my voice. They don't.
That's the reality for women veterans.
The best way to describe it is invisible.
As more and more women serve on active duty and in combat, that invisibility is something the VA is working to fix for women returning home. I'm John Ismay reporting.